is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The rain keeps coming and the streets, homes, and businesses flood in southern Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for Broward, Collier, Lee, Miami-Dade, and Sarasota counties. CBS Miami reporter Tanya Francois.
You can see these streets for as far as it goes. It's literally, it's a lake. It's just lots of high water. Thank God for rain boots, but they're flooded. There's lots of water inside.
There was an hour-long standoff at the FBI building in Seattle earlier today. Cairo TV, Samantha Lumibau reports.
A woman entered this building just after 3 p.m. in the lobby with a gun pointed at her chest. Now, there were no hostages inside, but the SPD hostage negotiation team did speak with her. They were able to talk her down for after about an hour until taking her into custody.
In Dixon, Illinois, 100 miles west of Chicago, three sheriff's deputies and a suspect are recovering from gunshot wounds. It happened during a standoff in President Ronald Reagan's childhood hometown. 8 years ago today, LGBTQ patrons were targeted by a gunman at Orlando's Pulse nightclub. 49 people were killed and over 50 others injured. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer tells those at a remembrance
event.
Through
the pain and sadness, we must also remember why the 49 and the survivors were there that night. To dance, to spend time with friends and loved ones, and experience joy in a place where everyone could be their authentic self.
A study published in JAMA suggests that the use of PPE might help prevent onset of early dementia among those exposed to emergencies that produce high levels of dust and debris, such as building collapses. They looked at first responders to the World Trade Center attack. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says the study by Stony Brook University shows it's not random, but cause and effect.
The people had the most exposure. So they were working on the pile, for example. They didn't have a lot of protective equipment. They had about a 14 times increased risk for dementia before the age of 65 when they were compared with people who were in the lowest exposure group.
The Oklahoma State Supreme Court has rejected the State Board of Education's attempt to determine what books are available in public school libraries. More from CBS's Jim Krasula.
The court has ruled unanimously against the board in a lawsuit filed by a suburban Oklahoma City school district. Andrew Fugit is the lawyer for Edmond City Schools.
It's about whether or not the State Board of Education has the authority to decide what's pornographic.
Oklahoma's highest court found that the State Board of Education rules approved last year that include bans on pornographic graphic and sexualized content for books violate state law. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Director Sam Taylor Johnson discusses why she took on the movie Back to Black, the life and music of the late singer Amy Winehouse.
Create the whole person, and so much of what we knew about her was said to us by the tabloids. And with our movie, it's really being with her as she creates the music, and that's a perspective I don't think we've necessarily felt.
Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Pro paint days are back at Lowe's. Save $40 on select 5-gallon HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams paint, like Weather Shield, Showcase, or Ceiling Paint. Plus, save $10 on drywall PVA primer and get free same-day delivery to the job site when you order by 2 p.m. Lowe's knows paint. Lowe's knows pros. Offers valid through 6/14. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
A mosquito-borne illness mostly found in the tropics is popping up in the U.S. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from Miami, where most U.S. cases of dengue fever are being reported.
Worldwide numbers show a troubling trend.
This year, there have been already over 7.6 million cases.
Dr. Eileen Marty is an infectious disease expert.
Dengue is also known as breakbone fever, and that's because you have this terrible bone pain. You can also have pain behind your eyes. You can have nausea.
Most people with dengue are asymptomatic, but some develop severe disease that can turn deadly.
This is highest risk for children.
Miami-Dade County has the most cases in the country. Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
The Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-99 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals to move within a win of a record-breaking 18th title. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong with lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and warm with highs in the mid-80s. Beautiful Friday, lots of sun, low 70s. Right now it's 73.
in your mind.
Memorial Square, downtown. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Night.
there used to be none. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Mercy, can't you stand?
Cherishes the word I used to describe. cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Well, when the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for Cash Battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash Battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Nina conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
So cruel, to be hard, easy to become. How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be proud. No.
okay. That's the way it must be okay. I guess I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Yeah.
fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
For I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up,
409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409. Nothing can touch my 409. 409, 409, 409, 409, 409, 409.
W-R-J-N.
Don't know that I will, but I'll tell if I can find me. Oh, girls, powder to heal, being well, love's a small word, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
WRJN.
Yeah.
Summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s, but they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
We've been together since way back when.
goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The miniskirt's the current thing, uh-huh. Jeanne Biafra is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Just like